All right, you know that sound. It means Gary Lewis is in the house, GaryLewisOutdoors.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you back again.
Good to be back.
So what's up?
We've got 11 more days of turkey season.
Okay.
And I started looking into bear attacks because I found out that in Japan they're building robot wolves to protect people. Did you know about this?
I did not know about this. Robot wolves.
Yeah, so I wanted to know what they look like, and they look like they were designed by a committee. These robot wolves. And they just stand in one place, and if they sense movement, then they
make a noise,
howl or bark or whatever they do. Yeah.
Hmm. And they're scarecrows.
And they have lighted eyes. Yeah, they're like scarecrows, yeah.
Huh.
$4,000, handmade, and then they're hoping to upgrade them with wheels so that they'll roll along and hopefully not tip over in the farmland.
Don't we have some wolves we can sell them?
It would seem so. And they're planning to offer a version of these for hikers and school children.
So you can take them along with you when you're outdoors.
Yes.
And be protected by your mechanical wolf.
What have we come to? bear attacks in the U.S., Alaska, number one, California, number two, and Montana, number three. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And Oregon's got their share of bears, right?
We do. We certainly do. The Upper Deschutes opens to fishing on May 22nd. Lady Hawks, May 23 at COSA. OHA, that's Saturday. OHA Outdoor Youth and Family Day on May 30th at the Cyrus Ranch in Sisters. So that's the following Saturday. And that's through the Bend chapter of OHA. Right now, fishing is great. Crane Prairie, Odell, Cultus Lake, Billy Chinook, South Twin, Lava, Antelope Flat, Walton Lake, and Diamond Lake campgrounds are opening on Friday.
Oh, all right. Temperatures just starting to ramp up, just ever so slightly into the low 80s, it looks like, for the weekend.
Yes, and then they're going to kind of drop down again, and then you'll see a barometer starting to rise again on Tuesday, which I look at that and I think, okay, fishing's going to, you might have a bite that is kind of sparked with that upward activity in the barometer on Tuesday.
So slightly cooler temp, upward barometer comes together on Tuesday for the best fishing day.
I would think so with some cloud cover.
Oh.
Also. But any day you pick, you might as well go.
Has it been pretty good? Pretty much everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
East Lake and Palina Lake would be good places. A lot of years you wouldn't be able to get there yet, and you can get there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, early, definitely early this year with no snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I talked to the ODOT yesterday about opening up McKenzie Highway, and they said it's traditionally not until middle part of June.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not open yet, but they may decide to do that a little earlier than usual this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. All right, sir.
Okay.
Good tips.
That's what we got, and so a lot to do out there.
As always. And he's the man who knows. Gary Lewis, GaryLewisOutdoors.com.
We'll see you on the trail.